Stark, this is dictating on Gloria Armstrong. That is Armstrong, 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 Gloria, Gloria. Date of birth is 5/21/62. Date of visit 10/14/22. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, M-A-R-K, Mark, thank you for sending Gloria Armstrong for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, is present illness. This is a 60-year-old female who has a past history of hyperlipidemia. And kidney stones, was diagnosed to have COVID-19 infection in May of this year period. The patient was coughing and has loose, I'm sorry, and had loose stools and fevers, but later started to have a persistent cough, which has lasted till now. The patient brings up clear mucus and denies any fevers, night sweats, chills, or hemoptysis, period. She was sent for a chest CT on 8/12/22, which showed stable 4 to 8 millimeter left upper lobe lung nodules, likely benign, and a follow-up CT chest was suggested in May of 23. There were stable enlarged subcarinal lymph nodes suggesting reactive adenopathy and mild atelectasis. The patient has had no recent weight loss. And she denies any GI symptoms presently. Next paragraph, past history includes history for kidney stones with lithotripsy and has no history of hypertension but has hyperlipidemia. Next, allergies none listed. Next paragraph, med list included atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, habits the patient, does not smoke, no history of alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, father and mother both in good health. Next paragraph, review of systems, the patient denies weight loss or fatigue, no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo or hoarseness. She has cough, but no shortness of breath. She has urinary symptoms with frequency, but no flank pains. She denies abdominal pains, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest, jaw pain, or palpitations. No leg edema, no anxiety or depression. She has no joint pains or muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. There is no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superficial edema. The blood pressure is 120 by 70, pulse is 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 130, saturation 97. Height is 5 foot 4 inches. HENT announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Sclera were clear, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosa is edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, there were no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next, paragraph impression number 1. Left lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is chronic cough with the reactive airways. Number 3 is subcarinal adenopathy, nonspecific. Number 4 is history of COVID-19 infection. Number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was also advised to get a CBC SED rate and an ACE level. She was placed on Tessalon Perls 100 milligrams QIDPRN for cough. Also advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodules and the adenopathy. A follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Mark Lastarza, MD. Lastarza is L-A-S-T-A-R-Z-A, MD. This is Dr. D'Souza.